Hello, everybody. This is Doug Curtis with Network RV. We're here today with Susan Schlappkohl from Intervac Design. Please say hello, Susan.
Good morning, Doug.
I'm happy to have Susan here today because we're talking about an important problem that everybody has when you're going RVing and going camping, and Susan takes care of that problem, and that problem is dirt. So we're talking about interior dirt, dirt that's inside your RV because you're camping, you're outside, you're having a lot of fun, and that's what it's all about with RVing. It's just that she has a solution for the last 20 years with a family-run business that has been very, very successful in helping RVers deal with this common everyday problem that we have in our homes as well as when we go RVing. Now, they've been in business for 20 years. They manufacture all of their central vacuums in Palm City, Florida. And, you know, I think probably since everybody's familiar with dirt, I'll just tell you briefly what our agenda is going to be today. We're going to take about 4 or 5 minutes and try to give you a brief summary overview, and then we're going to dive down deeper into some actual success stories, case studies, and examples of why we feel that you as a consumer or a dealer or an OEM could benefit from this product interview, because many times people are not educated about products. And as we say here, making smart buyers smarter is what we're all about. And that's all about education, and that's what we're talking about here today. So, Susan, I know that you have that product that's sitting there in front of you, which is that black box, and I wonder if you might just tell us about that product, what you call the central vacuum, and maybe sort of point out the different aspects of that product that's sitting there in front of you.
Okay, so what we've done in providing a central vacuum cleaner that's suitable for an RV is we thought about the space concerns. One of the problems, you drag a lot of dirt into your RV, and in order to keep it as clean as you would have your home, you've got to either have a canister or maybe a stick vacuum cleaner, but all of these are space hogs. So we looked at a way to shrink the vacuum cleaner system down, make it easy to install, and give you a lot of installation options. And the end result is this unit. It's just 12 inches wide and 6 inches high and 6 inches deep. So you can take this and you can put it into the storage compartment and pipe it up into your coach. You can put it into a closet. You can put it at the foot of the bed. And then we provide you with a 35-foot stretch hose. So your vacuum cleaner stays stationary, out of your way, using dead space that you can't use anyway. And you just have to worry about moving a hose around. Very lightweight and easy to use and quick.
Okay. Well, all right. Now, as we're looking at that product, Susan, I see that, you know, it's a black box. It has that blue label on there. But if we just go past that, can you just sort of, there's a wire and a cord. Can you explain maybe how that actually connects once they put it and install it in there? I mean, is this a, we'll get into that in a minute, but can you describe, maybe you could lift up that wire that's in the front, that white cord. Is that part of it?
More should not have it in the front of it. This is a 5.5-foot electric cord. So we, you know, you can hardwire anything that we make, but most people, 99%, just want us to ship it with this 5.5-foot plug on here. Then you just find a convenient space that has electrical access. You plug it in. The front of this vacuum cleaner, this label would be removed. This is just so people who come in and they're looking at it at a dealership knows the vacuum cleaner, because it is so small, you don't really recognize it as a conventional vacuum cleaner. So when you're doing the installation, you just pull this front cover completely off. You see there's 4 screws in each corner. And after you make your cutout, you put your inserted the vacuum cleaner into your cutout, say you're putting it in the kitchen island, or if you're down in the basement, you plug it in and you tighten these 4 screws. And I don't know if you can see this, but it has little, what we call dogs, they look like flags, and it holds itself to the cutout. You put the cover back on, and you've just installed your central vac, and it's that easy. And now it's always out of your way.
Okay, before you put that in there, though, can you explain that white bag there, please? Because I don't think some people really understand what we want to educate people, make them smarter about what you're selling there.
Yeah, it's hard for us since we do this every day for 20 years. I take for granted that people understand how it operates. But this is our dust collection bag. This is a 5-layer filtration bag because one of the most important things is to make sure you're not spewing the dust and the pet dander back into your coach. So filtration is really important. So this bag is going to hold all the dirt. You're going to be plugging your hose into the front right here.
Okay.
So it goes into the bag. Then you've got another filter in here, so you're not going to have to worry about anything getting back into the coach. When the bag is full, you simply remove it, take it over to the trash can, throw it away.
Okay.
You're not going to spill the dirt, have a mess to clean up.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So basically, just to summarize here, someone will make a small cutout, the dimensions of that. They could put it under their bed, in a closet, any place that's unused space.
Yes. You wanna go after that dead space. You can't use it for anything else. So why store a bulky vacuum cleaner when you can utilize the space at the foot of your bed or under your sofa or in the kitchen island or down in the storage compartment?
Okay. So the... that's when you mount it by cutting a hole in your coach. But I also saw one of your do-it-yourself videos where they also explain that you can mount it in a variety of different positions and never cut any hole in your coach. You can just sort of, can you explain that, please?
Yes. You can always see everything we do, you can mount it vertical or horizontal. But we also have a set of brackets because a lot of people, they may be thinking about getting another coach next year, and they don't want to make an investment in a vacuum cleaner and make the hole and do all of this thing. So we have these brackets that simply screw to the floor or to the ceiling in, say, the pass-through compartment, and it holds the vacuum cleaner in the same way. You just tighten these four screws, and then if you want to move it or take it out, use it someplace else, you just unscrew it, remove it from the holding bracket, and use it wherever you like.
Okay. That is, so now that we've got a good summary there, we can see that it's easy to install. It's very lightweight. I think maybe we should talk a little bit more about the aspect. You mentioned a 35-foot hose. Now, it's really not 35 feet when you put it away. It's only 8 feet, right?
That's right. I have one here on my desk.
Oh, great.
You can't see it. But what we do is we use a stretch hose. You know, I just lift it off my desk. it's like a bungee cord.
Okay.
So you've got an 8-foot hose that's easy to store away. We furnish you with a mesh storage bag so you can just drop it down in there with all your other accessories so you know where all your pieces are before you start vacuuming. And this end of the hose is going to be the part that plugs into the inlet. You attach your wand and your cleaning tools to the other end, and you're ready to vacuum. And that's very, very convenient and takes up no space. And you can see how it stretches.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to go 8 feet all the way up to 35 feet with this.
Wow. So that would mean, just to sort of recap for our viewers, our listeners, is the once you have it installed, let's say you put it in your kitchen area or you put it galley area or you put it in your bedroom, you can stretch that hose all the way to the front coach seats. Is that right?
That's correct. We recommend that you try to put it as central as possible. If you can put it in most RVs, your kitchen is just as you come into the coach. What's nice about that is you've got an easy installation, and if you have a fifth wheel or a travel trailer, you can pull your tow vehicle up beside the front door and stretch the hose outside and do your tow vehicle as well as your car coach.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Now, the tow vehicle gets dirtier than the coach.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned a great benefit. I think there's another version of your central vac that we talked about before, which there is, it's sort of like a remote port. Can you explain that, how somebody would install that in their, like in the basement of their RV or maybe in their remote if they have a longer coach than 30 feet?
Well, it's more than just being a longer coach. It gives you added features. It's our best vacuum cleaner that we offer. So I don't have one here on the desk, but what we do is there's a fitting in the back of this. There would be an opening here. And from that, you put this down in your pass-through, either with the brackets, you don't have to make a cutout, or you can do the cutout and insert it into that wall where you have a lot of pipes and other electrical things. You know, it's just covered up to hide all of that. And then there's 2-inch flexible hose that then connects another inlet valve up in your coach. So the benefit is that in the basement, as everybody refers to it, once you have this installed, check your bag in. It's hard to do backwards, by the way.
You're doing a good job.
Yeah, well, I usually knock them on the floor and make a big mess. But once this is installed, if you're in the basement and you want to clean that pass-through area, you have an on-off switch and you can still use this port here. But once you go back into the living quarters, you have an inlet valve installed on the wall. Once you plug your hose in, it automatically turns this vacuum cleaner on. When you take the hose out of that valve, it turns it off. And then we also have a really nice feature, which is the sweeper pan, which can be used with that model of our vacuum cleaner. So we offer you the option of just doing a single port, easy to install, make a single cutout, plug it in, tighten 4 screws, and you've installed it. Or do a little bit more elaborate cutout or installation where you're going to run a little bit of piping and install a second inlet valve and possibly the back port sweeper pan if you want to have that feature. And now you've got 3 different ports you can use for cleaning.
Okay. Good explanation. Now, that's a really good summary. Let's dig down a little bit deeper because I know that after 20 years, you and I were talking about all the success stories that have happened, whether they be an OEM, a dealer, or an end user. Could you share one quick story?
And you mean with an OEM, Doug?
Oh, it could be an OEM. It could be... It could be, an end user or a dealer.
Well, I tell you what I'm most proud of at our company is that the end user recognizes the quality of our vacuum cleaner from the engineering and the construction. I mean, this is ABS polycarbonate. To relate that, if you look at your computer case, which is extremely durable, this is what we make our vacuum cleaner out of because you're in a sometimes a rough environment. So you need something that's going to stand up. But the engineering is so good on this. My husband designed this. We have the patents. But he's a German engineer, and they're everything you ever heard about in terms of precision. And because of that, because these things, they last, 15, 20 years. But because the consumers who are using these, they go back and they tell their dealers, don't put anything else in my new coach but an intervac. That word gets back to the manufacturers. The manufacturers actually call us in many cases to start using our vacuum cleaner when they're making the coach at the factory. And it isn't always us going out and asking for their business. And that's what we're really the most proud of because it's a testament to what a good product we have and how much the people that end up using it really love it, that they are requiring this for their coach. In fact, I was just at the Tampa Super Show, kind of interesting because a woman was going by a coachman that didn't offer a central vacuum. She didn't have a husband, so she wasn't particularly handy. And she wanted the central vacuum. So I said to her, go back and tell them you'll buy it today if they put the central vacuum in for you. And of course they did. So this sold the coach for Coachman.
Very good story. Now, let's take a minute here because, you know, a lot of people are not aware of, as we opened up, a lot of aware of a central vac. And I know when I showed this even to my wife, she said, well, I'd like one of those for my home. I never understood that you could actually, you know, have a central vacuum cleaner without doing a lot of piping or hosing. You could all be self-contained in that little bag and have that expandable hose. Let's talk about some of the things that people, RVers or dealers or OEMs need to look for when they're trying to deal with dirt and the solution. What sets your, you mentioned polycarbonate design, which means in layman's language, really rugged and tough. What else can you tell me about maybe things that are maybe a misconception about vacuums that people, a lot of vacuums out there, everything from, well, you can tell me, tell us, where you fit in the realm of things when people are trying to make decisions about vacuums.
Well, you know, I don't use every other vacuum cleaner in the world. I like to talk about our product and tell you why we are better, and then you can use that information and compare it to what else you're looking at. The durability, of course, we talked about that already. So if you have a vacuum cleaner that's made from metal, you have to worry about it scratching and rusting and not looking as sharp 20 years from now because it's gotten banged up. One of the things that is a particular pet peeve of ours here at Intervac is that people will try to sell a vacuum cleaner based on horsepower. And, you know, laymen don't generally understand that horsepower is only usable if you have enough current to conduct it. So if you're plugging into 120 volt current, which of course you are, if you have, I think, more than one horsepower, it's just going to blow your circuit. And I'm sorry, I'm saying that wrong. You can have as many horsepower, but it can only handle one. So you could have four, you could have 10, you could have whatever you want to, but it isn't going to translate through regular current into anything. So it's not a measure of suction. It's a measure of power, but not suction. And a vacuum cleaner needs to suck, or you're not going to get the dirt off the floor. So that really bothers us a lot when we see people who are saying, well, this is a 4-horsepower vacuum cleaner, because it's a completely meaningless number. And another thing that you want to look for is you want to look at the warranty. Are your manufacturers really standing behind it? Because we're giving you a 5-year warranty, and we know after 20 years of shipping 50,000 vacuum cleaners a year, and we only get maybe 10 warranty claims a year, we know we're producing a quality product. We really want to look at that warranty, because I've seen it where there'll be a warranty out there, but it doesn't cover the motor. And if you don't have a motor, you don't have anything at all.
Right.
And then you want to look at your filtration. It's very important that you have a clean vacuum cleaner, otherwise you're just putting dirt back out into the air.
Well,
so those are my key things.
Well, now, I know that because I've had this conversation with you, because, of course, as I said, my wife was interested in this product. One of the unique aspects, besides durability, besides the ability to fit in a very small place, is its lightweight, because you're really dealing only with that hose and the attachments that go to the hose. Can you talk about that a little bit?
You know, when we first came out with our vacuum cleaner, I sent one to my sister, you know, to ask it, to see what she thought of it. And she said to me, I really love it. It's got a lot of power. She said, but I understand, I'm not as tired when I finish vacuuming as I am with the other vacuum cleaner. And so what you have to realize, you have canister vacuum cleaners you have upright. You're going to weigh 40 or 50 pounds, and you're pushing or you're pulling all of that weight around. And if you try to go up any stairs, you know, you've got to drive that with you. So with ours, this part is in a stationary place. You're not touching this again once installed. You have a 2-pound hose, and that is what you're moving around. So it's much easier on you and on your hands because you don't have, say, a battery-operated vacuum cleaner where all the weight is right here in your hands and at your wrist. You're just pushing a lightweight hose around. It's easy to connect. It's easy to disconnect. It's easy to store. And so you may vacuum more frequently, but for less time every day. You wouldn't think about vacuuming because it's no longer a chore you have to schedule. And it's just quick, easy. That's what it needs to be.
Okay, very good. I think, you know, we're really becoming or helping our listeners, our watchers, to be able to understand that we're making them smarter because literally this is an education. A lot of people are skeptics out there, especially when they're learning about new products. And I know that after 20 years, there's a variety of different certifications that you've had to comply to, testimonials. Can you share with us any of the evidence that supports some of these claims so that people can research those types of things? I mean,
yeah, we and this is something else I think that a lot of people, if you're not a manufacturer, you don't realize the extent of the testing that goes in to get a product in the hands of consumer. And everyone's heard of UL, and they take it for granted when they go into a store that there's a UL approval on any appliance they're going to buy. They don't really understand. It's not required by law. This is a volunteer thing that manufacturers do, and it's quite expensive because you have to send multiple samples to UL. They do everything from hanging it by the cord to dropping it on the floor multiple times. They abuse it in every possible way. But the main thing they're looking for is to make sure that if anything goes wrong with this plant, that it's not going to catch on fire. It's not going to present any kind of danger to you. So you don't want to buy any kind of plant that isn't UL approved. And we go further. We have the Canadian approval. We have the European approval. We have the approval for New Zealand and Australia, and also for Brazil. And this is all very expensive stuff. Once you get your approval so you can start selling to begin with, UL comes to our offices 4 times a year. They go through our factory, and they make sure that we haven't decided to switch out the components for something that's a little less expensive and could be dangerous. So when you buy our product and you see these approvals, you know that it's a safe product and that it's been tested in every possible way and that we haven't, decided, well, we'll switch it and use a cheaper motor and who's going to catch it? Well, you're always going to catch it. But our company would never do anything like that. And you hear some stories, though, of people that have done things and have ended up creating some hazards. And then, you know, in terms of testimonials, we send out a warranty card, obviously, with every unit. A lot of people, they still like to handwrite their information as opposed to going online. And we really like getting those back because the compliments that people write, they compliment us on the convenience, how easy it is, and the quality of it. And so, you know, all of these things make the 20 years of work and the money that we poured into it really worthwhile because there's nothing better than having a customer say, I love it.
Well,
a lot.
That's a lot of proof and evidence. And of course, probably just to sum it up here, you're already recognized by many of the RV manufacturers and your product. What are some of the brands that your product is already in? Maybe not in every model, but in a lot of the brands. Can you share some of those with our viewers today?
You know, we're down to about 3 major manufacturers. You have Forest River, you have Thor Corporation, you have Winnebago, and they've all pretty much bought up the independent. So within those, we sell to every one of those. So you have Winnebago, which owns Grand Design. We've been in Grand Design since they started the company. We've been in under the Thor company, the Keystone brand, the Heartland brand, Jayco brand.
Okay.
And then River.
I get it.
Yeah. You can't keep up with it. There are so many. I have 3 panels on my wall of all the brands that are available, and I can't even keep up with them.
Yeah, well, that's great. And, you know, you've been great. And I know that I sort of jumped around there on you. You know, there's a, people are going to watch this and going to say, you know, okay, I need to find out some more information. And the best place to look for them is just to go onto the internet. Is that right?
That's correct. We have a lot of videos, installation videos. We have testimonials on our website. We try to provide as much as we can. The specifications are there. There are installation designs. Try to make it as informative as possible. And you can always call us if you have questions.
Well, you know, that was the last thing before we, I know you wanted to offer everybody a special offer today, but you mentioned something that, you know, because you're made in America and you're right there in Palm City, Florida, you're actually answering the phone, unlike many companies, if there ever is an issue. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because people will call in and they realize they're talking to a human being, and some of them are like, you're answering your own phone? They can't believe it. But that's another thing that's really important. You know, you can do that because we don't get a lot of technical issues. We don't get a lot of warranty claims. So we are still, even with all the hundreds of thousands of vacuum cleaners that we sell, we can still handle it all personally. You don't need any kind of a call center because we don't get that many calls. The most, you know, kind of calls that we get from a customer is that they're trying to install it themselves and maybe they need some extra hose or a different fitting or something like that.
Okay. Well, those are good things to know. All right, we're going to wrap it up. So you said you had a special offer today. Can you share that? And then I'll close it out for everybody.
Yeah, we do. We appreciate everybody watching this video. We hope you learned something, and we hope you go to our website and learn more about it. And we would love to offer anyone who watched the video a 10% discount on their purchase.
Well, Susan, I want to thank you so much. I want to thank all of our viewers out there. We hope that we're making you smarter about, you know, central vacuum cleaners. Anyone that wants to take advantage of this special offer, there's a orange button below on the screen. If you click that, then you'll get a special coupon code that you can use when you're going through checkout. So again, thank you, Susan. Thank you, everyone out there, for watching. Please give us a thumbs up and share a comment, and we look forward to talking with you to help make you a smart buyer. Thank you again. Bye-bye.